Graduation affects every high school football team, but for Pella Christian, graduation presented some big losses to the offense. The Eagles' top three receivers from last season departed for college and take with them over 70% of the production of a passing offense that ranked in the top six in all major stat categories in Class 1A. A big unit both figuratively and physically that was left unaffected by graduation was the offensive line. Pella Christian returns all five starters. It also brings back several key backups with valuable varsity-level experience. Eagles head coach Rich Kaczmarinski is excited that those guys will be back this season.
It's an awesome feeling to have those offensive linemen back. Another year older, another year stronger, another year more experienced. It's a fun place to be. I've used the analogy that if the Pella Christian football team is a car, your motor is your offensive line. And so I feel like we have a strong motor.
While it may go unrecognized more often than not, offensive line is arguably the toughest position to play on the field. Why is that? Well, let's ask Colton Voss, Mitchell Van Zee, Toby Steen, and Drew Van Coten.
I mean, whether it be your footwork or not holding someone, it's always tough to get back fast enough but not follow the rules and not get a flag called on you or anything like that.
There's a lot of pressure on the line from coaches and other teammates. If you make a mess up, your quarterback could get sacked or your running back could get tackled downfield. And, yeah, it's a lot of pressure on the line to do their jobs right.
Football's a game of inches. If you don't hit it correctly, a little mistake can turn into a big mistake.
The little things like the simple as the snap, you don't realize you can't – the center doesn't get to watch that go back. And if he throws it over his head, that's 20 yards loss.
In addition to those changes, the Pella Christian offense is working on becoming more of a running football team. The change has the offensive line and their position coach, Jordan Dyke, excited for the upcoming season.
A year ago, we were a little more finesse, like, let's survive, let's do this. We're not going to be totally physical because we're not that big or strong. I'd like to say we could be a little more physical this year, be a little, you know, be a senior, be a little stronger, you know, set the tone, but be the heart a little bit of our team. And I think the kids go like that. It's kind of exciting.
The challenges already presented on the field, coupled with changes to the offensive scheme, presents a lot of difficulties for the Eagles' offensive line. So what helps with those challenges? Andrew Van Gorp and Austin Van Solen say it's the bond this group of guys has.
I think it's pretty cool that since like seventh grade we've all been playing together and that we could get to senior year, and it's just a team bond. Helps us grow together and we can learn together and just have fun together.
A lot of us have grown up together and known each other for a long time. We've all got a really strong bond with each other, and that helps when it comes down to the offensive line. You got to have a lot of trust in there, and I think we all trust each other a whole lot.
Additionally, the biggest beneficiary of the offensive line, quarterback Isaac Kaczmarinski, believes that the experience level of this group plays a big factor in their successes.
They're able to, you know, stay calm because they've seen everything before, and they're also able to impart knowledge on the younger guys. So not only are they killing it on the upper levels, they're also able to bring along guys and teach them things that they need to the next levels, getting us ready for, you know, next years and the years to come.
As stated before, offensive line is a hard position to play. So with all of the challenges presented, what are the rewards of such a difficult position? Colton Voss, Mitchell Van Zee, Owen Minninga, and Andrew Van Gorp had no problem listing quite a few.
As a team, we call them pancakes. When you completely lay someone over and just lay on top of them, it feels the best.
Getting a good double team block downfield just makes the game go a whole lot better. It gives you a little more energy in the fourth quarter.
I feel like getting the recognition is a big part of the rewards of it, because a lot of the times you don't. So when someone recognizes the job you're doing, it feels pretty good.
When the whole line works together and does every job perfectly, and you just see the ball go right up the field, and it's just really rewarding to watch because you know you did your job correctly and just feels nice.
Profiling the offensive line for the Pella Christian Eagles for KNIA KRLS Football Friday Nights, I'm Tyler Crabb.